has so horribly invested our culture today, Father. And so people say, poor me, I don't have enough, I need more. And then when they get it, they continue to say, poor me. Lord, this is from the devil, and it is wrong, and we cannot support this, Father, because
Thank you, Father. You
are a God of abundance. You have never been a God of both abundance and scarcity. You've always been a God who is rich and who, as Karen prayed, is lavish in giving us your grace. There's never a moment when you pulled back from that, Father, and said, I'm not going to give what my people need today. But so, Father, we pray that
Thank you, Jesus. Spirit
of scarcity and all of the obfuscation, all of the darkness that goes with it, yeah, all of the lies, Father, and would just be cast away. And, Father, just throw it back through the gates of hell and lock those gates
Amen. Behind
it, Father. Amen. And in this land, Father, outpour your spirit of such great measure, Lord,
yes,
that people begin
yes.
to see how blessed they
Thank you, Jesus.
Even those who do not know you, Lord God, yet in Jesus, but yet who hunger for him, to see how blessed they are and how richly you have endowed them with the love that is yours, that is perfect. Father God, a wholesale change from a world view to a biblical view. We pray for our whole world today, but especially in this country, Father, and let us be a part of that. Let our proclamations today and all the days of the existence of this ministry be one of abundance and call people to that truth. And Lord, we thank you. You're going to bless us beyond how we can imagine
Amen.
Or hope for. And our hope is in you. So, wow.
Thank you, Father.
And we just claim this and we praise you for it. We give you thanks, Father God. And we just come before you today in that joy and the Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And Father, we rejoice, we rejoice, we rejoice, we rejoice.
Mm.
Our salvation is so good, so good. Father, you're a good, good Father. We worship you, exalt
Jesus.
You.
Yes.
Father, our eyes are on you this morning. Father, we lift up our family, those that are in their homes, those that are headed off to work, those that have just sent their children out the door, perhaps getting them off to school, those today that are in nursing homes, those that are in prisons, those that are first responders, our doctors and the nursing staff that are in the hospitals and medical care facilities. We lift them up today, Father, our firemen, those that serve us as police officers, we lift them up. We pray for protection and guidance. We pray, Father, that the glory of the Lord would be seen in our land today. Father, that our eyes would be upon you, that we would seek first the kingdom and your righteousness, knowing that all these things will be added unto us. And Father, this great pearl of great prize, the gospel, that you have given us, and you have given us this means by which, this method, this radio station, this big voice, this hour and this day. Father, I'm not sure what this world will face next year, but I know right now today is a day of salvation. Use us as a ministry. Use WCNO. Use the people who are giving. Use every dollar, Father. Let the gospel go forth in power, and let lives be changed, and let heaven be populated. In Jesus' mighty, mighty name. Amen.
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 Jonathan.
Yes.
I feel that there's somebody, you know, maybe you just listen to us. You just tune into WCNO on your way to work in the morning. So you just have that few minutes that are in the car.
Yeah.
And I feel like that individual is just looking for an answer from the Lord. And I just want to say that the Lord has heard
you
cry.
Yes.
And he will answer you in a big and mighty way. And just be at peace and be assured that he has heard your cry.
Amen.
And that you will hear this message so that
Thank you, Lord. You
can get out of your car and go into work. You just wanted to hear something from the Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, and we thank you, God, for touching this individual in Jesus' name.
Amen. And listen, Amen. If you have your little brown bag with your your fish and your bread in it, give it to the master this morning.
Yes.
And find out what kind of a great multitude he plans to feed through your hands and through your life. And whatever he's blessed you with, whether it's a cup of cool water, whatever it is a gift that God will use through you and for his glory. So thank you for letting us join you. We're going to give you an update on where we are, but first Karen's going to give all the contact information. Phone lines are now open, and we are looking forward to hearing from our family today. Many of you have already sent in your response cards. As those have come in the mail, we have gathered them up. Yesterday's mail, we went through all of yesterday's mail, but I have, I believe, about 6 or 7 days of mail that we are going to be opening up as we move along through prayer and share. And if you've given, we will be sharing not your last name, but just the first name, just giving glory to God for your gift and for your faithfulness. And if there's a prayer request, we'll share it. If there's a praise report, we'll share it. And we will be going through the mail. So those of you that mailed in early, we have not forgotten you. Your numbers are going to get added in. It's just we can just add them in one at a time, and that's the way they go in. And as we collect those and share them with you, the numbers are going to be increasing. However, many of you we have not heard from yet, and so we now have the phone lines open and are looking for your call. Give us a call. Let us know what the Lord's put on your heart. Maybe you've never given to Christian Radio. Why not make today your first day, this morning your first time, and start with what God puts on your heart and give that with joy, and I promise you we will do what we can to see to it that that is a major part of getting the message into many people's ears that have ears to hear. Karen, let's get the numbers out and let's get the phone lines ringing here.
That's right. You can give us a call at 888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. If you'd like to go to the website, WCNO.com, you can do that and make a donation there or a pledge. They're both on the same page. So if you just prefer to make a pledge, still go to where it says donate here and scroll down to the bottom of the page and make your pledge. And if you'd like to give by text, you can text WCNO to 24365.
All right, we're going to start the morning by just saying a big shout out to our friends up at Women's Refuge of Vero Beach. You will hear their spots, their promotional ads on our station. They play kind of around the clock promoting this ministry that is available right here in Vero Beach, a ministry that really is to the entire family. And I'm hopeful that maybe we will end up getting Diane or some of the great staff up there to come on air while we are in the process of celebrating these 2 weeks of prayer and share. But as a result of Women's Refuge of Vero Beach and their partnership with us, we're able to start the morning with a $3,000 matching fund. $3,000 matching fund this morning. Thank you so much, Women's Refuge of Vero Beach, for being a ministry partner with WCNO, enabling us to do what we do every day, and that's bring the gospel. And of course, we want to let people know that the Women's Refuge is available. Phone number for the refuge is 772-770-4424. That's 772-770-4424. Women's Refuge of Vero Beach, bringing ministry to the entire family, but ladies in particular. It is a ministry that provides counsel as well as housing. They have many different tracks for healing and restoration. It's just a great ministry. And so we want to thank them for being a part of WCNO. So we start the morning with a $3,000 matching funds challenge, and that gets started out right now. Phone number again, 888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. And let me tell you where we are. We started yesterday morning with a Budget of $205,000, operational budget that we are raising. This will cover the next 6 months of our listener support here at WCNO. And by the end of the day, I believe we may have had the best first day ever in our history at WCNO. Amen. As far as raising funds.
So. Yeah.
From what I could find, it looks to me like yesterday was the greatest start that we've had. $15,000 came in yesterday, and we want to thank every one of you who have already given, and I have already seen some of you have given more than once. I did. Yeah. I have seen that.
Yeah.
And of course, we have some friends that that do that every time. Mm-hmm. And big shout out to Valerie down south, and she's a dear friend of the ministry. And you know, so many of you do have a heart for the kingdom, and you understand the importance of this ministry. So again, the number is 888-221-8990. So we started $205,000 budget, and we got to $15,000 by, that was like the last minutes.
That's yes,
right. Right up yes. to the wire. And my buddy Jerome mm-hmm. came through at the last minute. We were, what, $99 mm-hmm. off, I think, to get yeah. to the $15,000.
And I'm so happy that he did the 99 exactly.
Exactly.
Yes. Not 100.
Yeah, that would right. have given us over.
Yep. That
the financial feng shui thing there that you're so into. I understand that.
Yeah.
I do.
Well, I'm not sure that I do, but anyhow.
We'll explain it to you sometime.
Okay, one day you'll explain it.
Because it has to do with addition and subtraction.
You mean it just makes it easier.
Yes.
It makes it
Correct.
Easier. David, why don't you give the numbers out again, and then I'll share a little more, and we're going to get to a song.
All right. We have a toll-free number that you can use, 888-221-8990, and that's good for calling from anywhere, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
888-221-8990, and locally in the 772 area code, we can be reached at 221-1100. That's 221-1100.
Okay, again, we started yesterday morning with $205,000. The next 6 months operational budget that we are raising, that's our listener share support. And we finished the day having raised $15,000 in donations and also pledges, and that leaves us with $190,000 to go this morning. Now, we're starting with a $3,000 matching funds challenge, and that is going to, it's almost 7:30 here. The time is already running along. We're getting close to 30 minutes into the morning, and so we're going to put an hour and a half on the clock at 7:30. That'll take us right up until 9 o'clock. So we have to 9 o'clock to match up that $3,000. And that may sound like a short time with a big amount of money, but we have a big, big God. Amen?
Amen.
And so we're looking forward to what the Lord's going to do.
Absolutely.
I came in this morning and found that Carol had made a donation online. In fact, last night at 10:48 p.m.
Wow.
None of us were sitting around here waiting for that last night. But, Carol, we want to thank you for taking care of that. That almost sounds like bedtime, doesn't it?
10:48. Way into bedtime for me. Yeah.
Way into bedtime. Carol, thank you so much for your support of this ministry, and know that you're a faithful supporter. And that's going to be doubled up matching funds this morning. And also, I have a note here. This check, do not mention any names. So we call that a...
Angel.
Dear Angel, that passed a check into our hands for the ministry, $100. That's going to be matched up, matching funds this morning. And then I had a dear brother at Bible study last night hand me some $20 bills. It looks like 20, 40, 60, 80, 1. $100, no name attached, but I know who he is. And
yeah.
So handed me $100 last night at Bible study to bring in and put toward the operational expenses here at WCNO. And so thank you very much to our angel, as well as Carol, as well as my friend Patrick. Patrick, thank you so much for your gift of 520s. That will help.
Hey, praise the Lord. Yes.
We're 520s closer.
Yeah,
that's going to turn into what, David?
Oh, that's going to turn into, you mean against the matching funds?
Yeah, the five.
Well, you know, I've really been not paying attention to all the numbers.
This is
here.
This is going
to
be difficult. 520s are going to turn into
$100. Yeah, that much I know.
Oh, I was thinking that it was going to turn into 1020s.
Well,